Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well. Good afternoon, family. As promised, I'm back. This is the Parent Culture Parent Network, and I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we're here for another wonderful show. You know, throughout the week, I had an opportunity to listen to some interesting information and have a few conversations with a few others that are involved in the recruiting process, and came to a conclusion that, you know, there are a lot of parents that are deceived by information that they receive from time to time from various places. And if that information is out there and it's continuously being out there, then what's going to happen in the long run? We're going to have a lot of our young student athletes, our children, being misguided. You know, one of the things I had the opportunity to look at the other day was the show ESPN, Outside the Line. And I talked about that on Sunday just for a brief moment or so, and thought I was going to have some callers call in and chime in and give us some of their opinions, but I didn't. But anyway, Outside the Line has talked about there's an area in the country. Well, let's put it like this. We have gotten to the point of, or there are folks that have gotten to the point of now betting on youth sports. You know, I'm not going to, Outside the Lines highlighted a section talking about betting on youth football, but I'd be willing to, I'm not going to say I'd be willing to bet. I'd be willing to put a very serious thought on that this is not only going on in youth football, but it's going on in other programs throughout the country. Now, the question is, where, why, and how are we going to prevent? So, one of my topics for this afternoon is continuing talking about building a team and what's the importance of having a team. Parents, why should you be involved in the recruiting process? Why should you maintain your stake that you've had over the last few years during the time period of your child growing up? Why should you give that up just because you think that that's something that you're not familiar with or somebody else knows a little bit more about it? That is your child. That is your investment. That is your biggest asset. Our overall goal is to make sure that our student athletes have the opportunity to go to college and get their college degree. Okay? Why sell them short? Why not allow them or assist them in living that dream? Come on, parents. Let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing and get back on it as far as supporting and helping our children. Because if we don't, what's going to happen in the long run? Somebody else is going to come along. And as a result, our child is going to get secondhand information or some false information that he or she is not beneficial to he or she. So let's get started this evening. And before I get started, you know, I got to go in with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith has been out there for me for a number of years, and Keith has always came in and provide us with a little piece that he wrote himself called A College Experience. So, parents, at any given time during this call, you want to talk to us, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We'll be on the air for probably about the next 20, 25 minutes or so, and we'll be talking about the importance of building a team.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
As I said, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And like I say all the time, key part to that, parents, is my man Keith said he's making smart cool. That's how he do. So get on board with that program. Get on board with that, parents. Let's make smart cool. And let's hear what your child's going to come out with and going to end up being in the long run. All right, let's talk about this topic of being involved in the recruiting process and building a team for this recruiting process. Now, when I talk about building a team, I'm not talking about just the concept of the sports team or a group of athletes. I'm talking about a team of adults. I'm talking about someone that you can surround your child with, your student athlete with, to support them. That is a much-needed piece, a much-needed piece. Why? You know, parents, that's a question that we'll hear from now until. Why? That's probably one of the questions that we should take and put in the back burner every time and just move forward. That's a question that young children use when they're in their learning stages. So we're in our learning stages. Let's answer that question and just keep it moving from there. You know, there are some things that requires shared responsibility or dual responsibility, okay? You know, and the college recruiting process is one of those things. You know, and that's kind of sort of a quote from a former St. George College up in Rhode Island headmaster, Mr. Chuck Hamlin. You know, he made a statement similar to that some years ago and basically just saying that, hey, when you're dealing with the college recruiting process, this is one of the areas that when you're talking about your student athlete or your child, this is one of the areas that you need to be involved in. This is a shared responsibility. This is not something that's not only going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit him or her as well, equally. Okay? So this is something that you really need to get involved with, really need to dig into. You know, being part of this recruiting process will not only help you out, but it will also help out your student athlete. And anybody that's out there on the air today, now I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier real quick. We also have up our chat room today, so if you want to chime in and send some questions in to me on the chat room, we can entertain those questions as well. Again, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. All right, getting back to what we were talking about. You know, it's not only going to benefit you, but it's going to benefit your student athlete, having this dual responsibility, sharing some of this responsibility. Because in the recruiting process, or the recruiting process itself, is a very timely and complex, time-consuming and complex process. It's a very time-consuming and complex process. In other words, let's look at it from this perspective. Your student-athlete, if he or she is trying to be recruited, is trying to do everything that they can possibly do to be their best while they're out there on the field, on the court, wherever they perform at. They're trying to do everything they could possibly do to be their best so they can get that visibility, so they can get that look, so that they can get that attention that they want. Okay? So during that time period, they are also trying to maintain their grades in the classroom. Because as we all know, without those grades, all of this work, all of this process, all of this guidance, and everything else that we've been working for and they've been working towards will be useless without those grades. Okay? So we want to make sure that they stay focused in the area of maintaining those grades. And even in that part, you know, we keep an eye on that part as well. Now, with that being said, and they're dedicating their time to the game, and they're dedicating their time to the books, why shouldn't we involve ourselves to some degree? Not saying taking over, being overbearing parents. I'm just saying involving ourselves to some degree so that this is a shared venture. This is a shared effort between the student-athlete, child, and the parents. So, if this is a shared effort, what are we taking on? We're taking on helping them put together their letters. Of course, they're going to, you know, look the letter over and see what's going on and making sure that it fits something that they would want to say, because that's they're starting to develop that independence and all these other kind of things that's going on with them. But we want to make sure that they're putting together some solid letters. We want to make sure that, you know, when it's time for them to put together that videotape, that they're getting the best possible product that they can get. And all the other little things that come along with the recruiting process. You know, we want to help them learn how to track this information. Now, just like I said a second ago, they are focusing on being the best it can be in the classroom, maintaining that high standard in the classroom. We are focusing on helping them keep track of all these other little things that's going on in the recruiting process. So we're kind of sharing this process. We're working together. We're not being overbearing to the point of we want to take over, we want to make the decisions on what's going on. We want to work with them to help them develop to be that fine young man or young lady later on in life. So that's the team approach. We want to also make sure that we are that buffer, because they can run into some questionable folks during this recruiting process, especially if you have a high-profile student-athlete. They can run into some unquestionable, very questionable, should I say, folks out there if you have a high-profile student-athlete. And also, they could possibly run into some very aggressive college recruiters. You know, college recruiters that will tell them everything that you think he or she wants to hear to try to make that sales. We got to remember this, parents. College recruiters are exactly that. They are recruiters. they are skilled salesmen. You know, that's their whole purpose, is to be out there and make a sales pitch, just like you go into a car lot, just like you're going into a grocery store, or if you're walking through the mall and somebody's trying to sell you something, or if you're at a I don't frequent these kind of places, but you know, if you're one of these places where you constantly got that salesman walking with you halfway down the sidewalk just to try to make that sale. Oftentimes I avoid them, I look the other direction or whatever. But in the case of trying to decide what school or what university, what institution you want to attend, you have to listen to some of this conversation. And these college recruiters are very crafty. They are very good at establishing a relationship, building a rapport with that student athlete. You know, they'll get to the point where they'll bring themselves down to the student athlete's level. And what I mean by that is not to say that, you know, one is high level, one is low level. Simply, they'll try to relate to that student athlete by talking about things that he or she may be more familiar with than you are. You know, they may talk about Justin Bieber. They may talk about Lil Wayne. They may talk about Madden. You know, all these other different things that's out there that's going on that the student athletes are into. You know, they may talk about Beyonce. They may talk about Miley Cyrus or whoever. You know, they may give you that, give that student athlete just enough to say, hey, I'm with you on that. I can talk to you about that. They may even pull up to your house, or you may see them driving by or pull up to the next game that they come to watch your student athlete, you know, with a decked out car, something to draw attention to themselves, something to say, hey, he's cool, he's down, he, you know, he knows what's going on. He's in my corner. He's there for me. Okay? So you want to make sure that you are there to be the buffer in between all this, to make sure that this doesn't get carried away. This stays on the focus of developing your child to be the best possible adult later on in life by the use of sports and a solid college career. Okay? You will also want to be there to be that sounding board. So when your student athlete runs into an area of confusion or have to make a decision and not quite sure whether or not they're making the best decision, you want to be there to be that sounding board. That sounding board. Mom, what do you think about this? Dad, what do you think about this? Okay, and if you don't have the answer, guess what? Now you have created this team that can help you and assist you. Well, hey, you know, I'm not quite familiar with that. But guess what? Give Coach So-and-so a call, or give Miss So-and-so a call, or give Mr. So-and-so a call, because guess what? They've been through the process before. They're looking out for that student athlete for your child's best interest. And we can't hope and want nothing else. If they've been through the process and they're looking out for your child's best interest, then that's what we want. That's what we as parents should be there to do, to ensure, to make sure, to verify, to validate, to stamp, to push that, hey, if you're not looking out for the child's best interest, then realistically, I don't think my child really and truly needs to come to your institution. Okay, so you want to make sure that you're there for them. You're their buffer, you're their sounding board, and if you can't do that or if you don't have the knowledge of that particular area, then that's why you build a team. All right, let's talk about some folks that should be in your team. I just mentioned a few of them here a second ago. But first and foremost, okay, if the child has two parents, then naturally, okay, of course, both parents should be involved in the process. Your high school coach, providing, again, that your high school coach is looking out for that student athlete's best interests. your guidance counselor, because your guidance counselor is going to be the one that's going to help them choose their classes. Your guidance counselor is going to be the one that's going to help them make sure they maintain what they need to maintain to stay in that class. Your guidance counselor is going to assist you in looking to see if there's any gaps on that transcript that need to be filled, and how can we fill them expeditiously. You know, so your guidance counselor is going to be there for them to make sure that they stay on track when they are within the confines of that school. Once they step outside of school, okay, they're back in your hands and you're back to doing your thing. But that guidance counselor is going to be there for them when they are inside the school. And the guidance counselor may just be there for them sometime when they need to vent, or when they feel a little overwhelmed, or when, you know, they think they have to make a decision that's a high priority, and the guidance counselor can just simply sit there and talk to them and, you know, get them back on track, you know, in the event that you're not around or other folks that you have on your team. All right, your high school coach. Again, if your high school coach is going to be there, high school coach should be there to make sure that he or she is getting the best out of their game while they're at practice, in competition, so on and so forth, you know. So let's add some more players to this program. And trust me, parents, we do not want to add too many players to this team. I recommend no more than five. Just my thoughts. Just the thoughts of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. No more than five. Okay? Some other folks I could possibly think of. A parent that have been through the process. A parent that your child can relate to. Someone in the neighborhood. You know, someone that went to your school, went to your child's school, that has been through the process, that can sit down and talk to your child about the recruiting process and talk to your child about various schools. Now, again, I caution you, parents, when you make that decision or when you bring somebody into your team, you want to make sure that they have your child's best interest at heart, not just making a sales pitch for their particular school. You know, you don't want to get someone that's one of these boosters and they're trying to sell their school to your child. You want to have somebody that you know, have known for a while, your child has known for a while, and has been through the process, that can tell you a little bit about a few things that they will come across. Next thing, or next person, you may even want to add somebody that's totally out of the process, have nothing to gain from this process, hasn't been to any of the schools that's being that your child's being recruited by, have no affiliates or no association with any of the schools, don't know anything about the recruiting process, have them in there, because they're going to give you the best advice that they can give you with no interest at all. They're going to give it to you from the heart. They're going to give it to you from the soul. They're going to give it to you for what they know and what they feel. Okay? And that's just another way to balance things out. Now, if your child has been doing, you know, workouts or a camp or something like that, and you want to add that person into your process, then that's also another good person that you can add to your team. So all in all, you have your college, your high school coach, not your college coach, your high school coach. You have a guidance counselor. You have a parent that has been through the process, or a student athlete that has been through a process that's older now. And you have a non-interested party, and you have the parents. So that's five. So take those five ideas, five concepts, five thoughts, and you can look at that and weigh the odds and making sure that everybody is all on the same page. You'll get your best results from this particular situation. Again, parents, if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. Or we also got the chat room open today. If you log into www.blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents, you'll see the chat rooms open today as well. So, we'd like to hear from you. If you got something for us at any time, you know, come on out and talk to us. Give us a call. Hey, and if you're listening to this later on in the day and you have a comment or a question or concern, or you can also reach us on Facebook on a Parents Coaching Parents page. We also have a page set up on Facebook under the name Parents Coaching Parents Network. All right? So, parents, we've been talking for the last 25 minutes on building a team. You know, one of the other things that I need to add in there about building this team as we prepare to wind down, you think about the ways that multimedia plays in nowadays. Multimedia is a big part of the recruiting process, which it wasn't 10, 15, 20 years ago. But multimedia is now a huge part of the recruiting process. You know, coaches will use that social network to reach out to your child, or in some cases, even draw a conclusion of your child's character, which can be detrimental in some cases because they are not getting a full evaluation of that child. They're basing everything on what they're reading from the internet, not knowing any of the emotional side of what that child is going through at that time, or whether or not that child is truly speaking from the heart, clowning, or whatever. They're reading just basically words. So you want to make sure that you are keep an eye on that as well and help your child through that part. Because multimedia, social networking, whether or not it's Facebook, Twitter, and all this other kind of stuff, is really a big part of the recruiting process nowadays. And if you see something out there that may be a little questionable, remind your child that not only his friends can see it, but you also have the coaches maybe looking at it. And the coaches will make a decision based upon just what they read. If you want to give them an example, just go to somebody's page, anybody's page. If you can get to their wall on Facebook and just read some of their comments. Have your child give you a thought of what they came up with in that conversation. Well, parents, I think this is it for today. We've been here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, and on that note, we'll say thank you. We appreciate you. We love to have you. If you ever need us, we're here for you. Take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part, with this education I have.